In Libya, rebels continue to battle government forces around the Mediterranean oil port of Brega. Brega is in the eastern part of the country, and that part of the country is mostly in rebel hands. But in most of western Libya, Muammar Gaddafi remains firmly in control. NPR's Lourdes Garcia-Navarro has this report from Tripoli.
For weeks after the uprising began here, protesters would use Friday, the Muslim holy day, as a cover for their anti-Gaddafi rallies. Groups of men would head to pray at their local mosque and then take to the streets in defiance of the Libyan leader. No more.
So it's Friday, and this has been the traditional day for protests in the capital, Tripoli. But as I'm driving around town, it's extremely quiet. The only clusters of people are around the gas stations where there are extremely long lines of cars waiting to fill up their tanks. And of course, the question arises, where is the Western rebellion at?
At one of the few shops that's open on Friday, this man tells us the protests are over for now. Everyone is afraid, he says. Everyone stays at home. A government minder sent to monitor journalists comes into the shop and the interview abruptly ends. It's indicative of what people say has happened in the capital and in former rebel-held towns like Zawiya. Throughout the West, Gaddafi is reasserting his control. The only way to talk to people freely is by phone. Many of the protest leaders' cell phones no longer work. We are protecting this Tripoli resident's identity for his own safety. He lives near the neighborhood of Tajoura, one of the former hotbeds of dissent in the capital. He says thousands of people have been arrested in the past few weeks, and no one knows where they are.
We're talking about 2,000 people being arrested and picked up first thing in the morning. We don't know if they're still alive or dead or arrested.
When you say people have been arrested and you don't know where they are, has anyone been returned to the neighborhoods, people that have been arrested, protest leaders?
No one's been turned back, no.
Are people still meeting in houses to talk about this, or is everyone staying in their own house and not talking about this anymore?
Well, they can't talk about it now, because if as soon as they say something, straight away you get this call.
All right. Thank you.
People
listen.
Like boiling. You know. People like boiling inside.
Why are people boiling? What? They're just angry or afraid.
Boiling wants to. Angry. For all these losing lives and killing and things, and, you know.
Small pockets of resistance remain. There are reports that the town of Zintan, 100 miles away from the capital, was being shelled by government forces yesterday. Nalut, another town near the border with Tunisia, reportedly also remains in rebel hands. But the only sizable area still out of government control in the West is the city of Misrata, and it's a battle zone. This is from YouTube video posted yesterday. It shows a rocket-propelled grenade being fired at a Gaddafi vehicle. Street battles are common there now as the rebels and loyalists to Gaddafi face off in residential neighborhoods. We spoke to one Misrata resident. We can't verify his information because journalists haven't been allowed free access to the besieged city. It was hard to leave home today, he says, because there are many snipers on the roofs of buildings. Every day we have at least two or three or four civilians dead, he says, adding, we will keep fighting, even though the situation is incredibly difficult. The only access to the rebel-held part of the city is the seaport, and even that's dangerous. A Turkish vessel docked yesterday to evacuate wounded and families, but so many people mobbed the ship that it had to depart earlier than scheduled. Those they left behind face shortages of food, medicine, and basic supplies. Despite talk of a ceasefire by Gaddafi, all evidence points to his desire to crush what's left of the rebellion in western Libya. Lourdes Garcia-Navarro, NPR News, Tripoli.